If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Identifies as Kick-Ass. This is the show other radio shows fear. Are you ready to have fun?
I'm so ready.
The fun starts now.
Oh yeah, I have a big question for all of you out there. Do you have stupid wives? I think I have one of the stupidest wives around. I'm sorry, I think I do. I have to call her out. She does not pay attention. She costed me having to walk my ass home while hail is falling last night. I was so pissed off. You know, she can walk to work. Okay, fine. She can walk to work. But there's a butt in there, okay? It might be nice during the day, but it's storming at night, and that throws Hollywood all off because she, you know, Hollywood's a nice guy. He's not going to let his wife walk home in the dangerous weather. So I do it, you know, lightning going all over the fucking place. I'm about to get zapped in the ass and shit like that. Hey, how did he die? He got zapped in the ass because his wife was stupid. So I have to ask you, why are you so ignorant and stupid?
Technically, there is no way out of this.
Yeah, you know what? There's a problem with you. Every time you get caught up, you try to get out of it instead of just admitting you were a dumbass.
Okay, well, technically, you could have driven your own truck home and I could have walked because when I got off work, it was perfectly fine outside, not even raining.
Oh, okay. Not even raining. But so, you did see the severe storm threats and all that stuff, right?
Not until after I got to work.
Not until after you got to work because you're a dumbass who don't know how to check the weather. You know, if I was walking somewhere, I would want to know what is coming, especially when it's 75 degrees out and the next day is going to drop to 28 degrees, which it did. That tells me that there's going to be a storm because hot air is moving out, cold air is moving in, so there's going to be all kinds of storms.
And when people were coming in saying there was going to be a storm, I checked the weather and I noticed that it was going to be clear and not rainy when I left work. So while I'm at work and it's raining or storming, I don't care because I'm inside.
I don't want to hear that.
So technically, you see, why
can women not ever, ever take responsibility?
Take responsibility for what? The weather was perfectly fine when I left.
The excuse that women use is, I'm a woman, I'm a ditz. That is the excuse that is always made. And I think men are tired of it. Tired of ignorance.
No.
And then they wonder why men have to run things because men know how to actually think. That is what's up.
No, no, no.
Can you tell me any woman that has any damn brains at all?
Yeah, I do.
You got brains.
Yes, I do.
How many times have you got caught in the rain at nighttime because you walked?
Twice.
Don't tell me twice. Don't lie. I don't like that.
Twice. Twice. Once I almost got hit by a branch coming home because the storm was bad and it knocked a tree branch down right in front of me.
I could have got zapped in the ass by a lightning bolt yesterday. Oh, you wouldn't have been saying, if something happened. No, what you would have been saying is I was a dumbass and he got struck in the ass by a lightning bolt.
And nobody said to leave your truck. You could have taken it home.
But I'm not going to let you walk that way.
It wasn't raining at 11.
Dude, there was ball-size hail last night.
Yeah. And then I picked some up and kept throwing it at your truck. You're welcome.
What do you mean throwing it at my truck?
I was throwing it at your windshield. They were the little tiny ones, like the size of peas.
Now, see, even you, that response at, right there is dumb.
I was throwing them at your windshield. I'm like, ooh, these are cool. I kept throwing them.
So now do you see where men say women are a bunch of boneheads? You're meatballs.
And like you men are any better.
Us men aren't stupid. That's the problem I have really? Here is women are they're just extraordinarily stupid.
No, I'm not.
Big
no, I'm
time.
Not. No, I'm not. Because it said the weather was going to be fine at 11. So I don't care if it's raining while I'm at work. I'm not going anywhere. Not till 11. Mm-hmm. Show at 11. Guess what? Clear skies. Just windy.
Oh, just windy.
Mm-hmm. That's all it was windy.
Unbelievable.
So I didn't need the truck. You could have driven it home. Cranky pants.
I ain't cranky. I just don't like stupidity.
Well, at least you were smart this time. And I was walking out of the cooler when you came back to give me the keys. Instead of
now, let's see here.
Up on me.
There was multiple tornadoes last night because, you know, we're in northern Illinois and you got all the damn tornadoes around here. You know, everybody says I worry about hurricanes and stuff down south. Come over here, man, and worry about a damn tornado that's going to swoop your ass up to the Wizard of Oz and shit like that. Going to see that. You know what? You do remind me of that. That green witch with the wart on her nose. I think that's you. You're the Wicked Witch of the West. Where's your flying monkeys?
Do you got one still sleeping?
Flying monkeys is what China now brings.
Uh-huh.
But we did smash that temperature record yesterday. But now you take a piss at a freeze. That's pretty how much. Fucked up northern Illinois is.
Pretty much. Welcome.
There's snow on the ground.
Welcome to Illinois.
And whose choice is it to be here?
Mine.
But you'll bitch about the snow.
I don't care about snow.
No, you bitch about it all the time.
I don't care about snow. It's cold, but I don't care.
Oh, now you don't care when you bitch and moan about it all the time.
I bitch and moan if I gotta shovel it, but there ain't enough out there to shovel, so it's fine. No, I would never throw anything at his bike. Jason, no, I wouldn't. No.
So anyway, yes, there was golf ball size hail. You imagine getting knocked out by that shit? That'd be funny as hell. What happened? He got hit by a piece of hail.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is I was watching the hail and none of them looked bigger than the size of a pea.
Should have seen out west by us. I was coming home and it was, nee. I was like, dude, man, this is a good song. You interrupted me in this shit for an emergency broadcast. I was pissed.
I mean, yeah, we were under a tornado watch.
See, that's the only thing I don't like about living in the country is it's wide open and shit. And I'm serious. A tornado will put your ass in the Wizard of Oz.
This ain't Kansas anymore, Toto.
This ain't fucking Kansas, man.
No.
It's dangerous shit out here.
So if I'm the Wicked Witch, does that make you Glinda the Good Witch that shows up in the bubble?
I'm always the Good Witch.
I veer to differ.
I'm always the Good Witch.
I don't think so. In a pretty pink dress?
No, that's you.
I don't wear no pink dress. No.
You don't wear any dresses. You're like no. A dude.
I hate dresses. They're stupid.
You're not feminine, man.
I'm feminine.
No,
you don't have to wear a dress to be
yes,
feminine.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. You can wear jeans and be feminine. You do not have to wear a dress to be feminine.
Okay, so you wear jeans all the time, so you're still feminine.
Yeah.
What is your definition of feminine?
A female that knows they're a female.
Well, you know, I have to give it to you nowadays with these fucking chicks with dicks. It was funny. The lieutenant governor of Virginia was in an argument with one of them weirdos
and asked whether or not they had a penis. I know I saw that.
That was fucking beautiful.
And she's all, that is none of your business.
I love it. It was beautiful.
And he goes, well, you brought it up. I did not bring up genitalia.
Do you think that people are sick of it now?
I think everybody's just sick of a lot of things now, believe it or not.
Don't try to freaking sidestep it.
How is that sidestepping?
Do you think people are tired of these things?
You and I disagree about this kind of stuff, so I don't know if I want to start that kind of argument with you.
You're not starting an argument. I think people are tired of these things trying to push that bullshit on us. Like it's normal. It's not normal.
Not to them it is.
Well, not to me.
Is any of them trying to push anything on you?
You're damn right they are. How? They're trying to push that shit in our schools and everything.
Well, with the school part, I can agree with that. I mean, come on. Some of our high schools around here have litter boxes in the bathrooms now.
And you support that?
No, I don't. I do not support that at all.
You support a lot of these things.
I do not. Do not.
You're a freaking libtard.
No, I'm not. I do not support people putting litter boxes in public bathrooms at a high school.
So do you support gender reassignment surgery for kids?
No. I think that's child abuse.
So
if a child feels they need to change genders, it should be when they're an adult, not under the age of 18.
I do not think God, intended for us
to switch change. What he gave us. Yes,
I don't think so.
Well, some people feel that they do.
And you support that.
I mean, I don't care what people do with their
response. Ah, the number one answer.
But if it's a minor, I consider it child abuse.
Number one answer.
I think the child needs to wait until they're grown and know what they're actually doing before they do that kind of stuff.
You know what? I have a big question coming up for China Dow.
Oh, shit.
I have a huge question right after this.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Hey, man. We're going to put the skitties in your Alan Witches, you plonker.
Do you know what he's saying?
WMMR-DB Rockford.
Now, my question is this.
What?
Why in the hell do I have to? Okay, I've always wondered this.
What?
Why do I have to masturbate so much?
Because that's a guy thing.
It isn't. You know what? Maybe it is a guy thing.
It's a guy thing because you guys just don't get enough, I guess.
You women, I do not believe, take care of us.
Aw. You got two hands.
Is that what it has come down to? And you wonder why men, you know, are
how many dicks times? To women? How many times in a day does a man need to actually get off?
We think about sex every 10 seconds. Okay, that's a proven fact.
If you get off at least once, you should be fine.
You know what? I'm going to have to look that up. It's a study. I've seen it, but I think you guys, you know, not guys, but I think you women are stingy.
We ain't stingy. We ain't stingy. Y'all got two hands. If one time by a female is not enough in a day, then use your hands and do what you got to do.
No, because you know what? This is the problem.
What is the problem?
This is the problem.
What is it? What is your
We only get off once, okay? We blow a load in your mouth, and we're done.
Or wherever.
But you women in a session can go on and on and on and on. So when are we going to get equal treatment?
Well, what is one of the first things you men do after you blow a load? You go to sleep.
Well, yeah. So it takes a lot out of us.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot out of you. Well, if it takes a lot out of you, how do you expect to go more than one round?
Okay. Is it normal to think about sex 24 hours a day?
Is it normal?
Yes, that's a question.
I don't know.
Is it normal? How many times a day do you think about sex?
Once or twice.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
Because according to a study here,
doesn't mean it's
women have between 100 and 140 thoughts per day. You're a liar.
No.
That's from bullshit. The Journal of Sex Research. I believe it.
It doesn't mean it fits every person.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't, because I don't think about it like that.
Okay.
Not even on a good day.
Okay.
Maybe a dude might, but
how often does a 50-year-old woman want sex?
Once a week.
Three times a week is a common baseline, experts say. Yes.
Okay.
You hoes.
I ain't a hoe. Y'all want it every day. That's a hoe.
So I have to agree with this study.
No.
50-year-old women like you.
Like me.
Want it three times a week.
50 and three quarters years of age. You want to be precise.
Yeah, you're coming up down at 51 and stuff like that.
Yes, I am. A couple months.
Ouch.
No, I do not. No, I don't need.
You don't need sex three times a week. Give me a break. You're the one who freaking plays with yourself for 2 hours at a time with your vibrator. Okay.
I haven't done that in a long time,
but you still do.
Thanks. I haven't done that in a few months. Sorry.
So you can go for 2 hours. A man plops it and then he gets nothing.
Well, if you quit rolling over and going to sleep right afterwards and stop taking so long to reactivate your product.
The reason why we roll over all the time is because you want to talk. I don't want to talk after just blowing a load in your mouth. I want to roll over and just chill. But you women want to talk. You want to hug.
What the hell's wrong with that? I want to cuddle.
I don't want to cuddle. I just blew a load.
Oh, no touchy.
Damn right, no touchy.
Hollywood will blow a load and he's got to leave the room.
You're damn right, I'm gone. Boom, out of there.
And then,
am I or am I not? I blow a load, boom, I'm out of that room. See ya!
You're like, later, grabbing my smokes and I'm out. He is, every time. Done.
I don't lie.
And where does he go? Usually downstairs to take a nap.
Takes a lot out of me.
It
takes
to
a lot
bed.
Out of me to watch the back of your head. It does. It does. So three times a week that a 50-year-old woman wants it.
Does that mean he actually want it with an actual man or just with it?
It don't matter. Either you're thinking about it or you want it.
I can go with the three times, but I would not say 140 something times in a day. No.
Now, this is another good question here.
Oh, Jesus.
Another good question, what? I have to say. And it's leading to me to, you know, explore why men masturbate too much, or is masturbation too much? Is it too bad? How long can a man go without sex? How long? I'd have to say, you're stupid. You're ugly. You're a moron if you can't get it at least two or three times a week. I think you're a loser. You're homely looking.
I mean, I know.
Either that, you got sickly.
I know how long some guys can go without it, but, you know. Now, are we talking without sex? Regular sex or oral sex?
Don't give me this regular sex or oral sex. They're all the same. I'm blowing a nut. Seriously.
Seriously?
You must be a homely looking dude if you can't get laid. You must be homely. Either that or got sickly dick.
No, no. Ask the guys in the suit. Ask the guys in the Madhouse crew how long they've gone without it before. See,
they're not going to say nothing because they know I'm going to pick on their ass.
They're going to lie.
They're going to lie. I'm going to say you're a loser. They know me by now. But you know what?
Hollywood don't have no round two, Steve.
You know what?
He goes to bed.
It is actually healthy for a man's health to blow loads. They say this. It's healthy for them. They got to blow. Women, on the other hand, you're there to make babies and cook me a sandwich, okay? That's what women are for.
Hey, remember ever hearing that saying that if you play with it too much, you'll go blind? Remember that?
Yeah, did you go blind? No wonder you have to wear glasses.
Oh, same with you.
Now, I do have a question again here.
Oh, Lord.
I do have another question.
You know, there are some side effects, though.
I got a question for too much masturbation. I got a question.
What?
Do older women like yourself, you're old, you're going to be 60s, you know, soon. Freaking all bags and shit, and then you're gonna be like, hey Hollywood, why are you out with that chick? Oh, damn, man, she don't got bags like you. Anyway, do older women still get wet after menopause? Or
yes,
do you think so?
I know so.
So after menopause,
I've gone through menopause. I don't have any problems to getting.
Is that why you're such a bitch?
I've gone through menopause.
So you still get wet, yes.
Yeah.
Is that why they invented KY jelly?
Because there are some women that after menopause, they can no longer.
So do I have to get a stock in KY jelly in 10 years?
Probably in 10 years, maybe, but not now. I don't have an issue with that.
Why has it got to be about you? Anyway, because I'm talking about women in general.
Because you like to throw me under the bus, so I figured I'd cover my own ass beforehand.
You cover your ass anytime I'm near you.
Yeah, stay the hell out of my cooler, asshole. Even when I want to cuddle you, it's like you got
your hand on your ass.
This dumbass walks into my cooler, almost got
punched. I already heard this story.
Almost got punched.
That was the slap heard around the world.
Yeah, I don't like laying cuddling with you because anytime what they call it spooning, because I'm always the little spoon.
What?
Spooning.
Okay.
I'm the little spoon because you're always in the back.
So what's wrong with that?
I don't like putting my ass anywhere near you. Because then what do you say?
Oop, it got hard.
What do you always say? That looks real good right now. And I'm like. So what's the
you
first
got a
thing?
Nice ass.
The first thing I do, lay flat on my back so he cannot get anywhere near my ass. No, exit only, dude.
Now going further into my discussion here.
Oh my god, really?
I actually was reading how to satisfy a 60-year-old woman because I only got 9 years to go before I have to worry about this. And they say,
what do they say?
You know, the Journal of Sex Medicine. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you if they're right or wrong.
Using sexual lubricants. That's KY. Training with vaginal dilators. What in the hell is a vaginal dilator?
I have no clue unless they're talking about a vibrator. But if there's a specific toy out there called a vaginal dilator, why don't you look that up?
I will have to. Now it says playing with sex toys. Okay, you do that all the time. You use butt beads.
I do not. You're freaking gross.
You know you like sticking butt beads.
No, but I'll buy you a pair so you can use them
yourself.
Estrogen
hormone replacement therapy.
That's if you've had a hysterectomy, a full hysterectomy. You need hormone therapy. I still have my uterus.
Okay.
So I don't need hormone therapy.
Now.
Those that have to take hormones usually are the ones that
men
have a harder time getting wet.
Men. By the way, this is going to be on Spotify. You know, yeah. What? At what age does a man stop ejaculating? You know, blowing their loads.
As far as
you
I'm
know
concerned,
what?
They never do.
I was thinking about that the other day.
They just shoot blanks.
These women. You know, I don't understand them. And men, you shouldn't sit there and take this from this women. You know, they're out there. You're bobbing on your knob. And next thing you know, they say, can you tell me when you're going to come? No, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to come. I'm going to blow the back of your head off. Well, I don't like the taste. So?
Yeah, but if you're a female and you're good at what you're doing, you know when they're about to. They don't need to tell you. But whatever.
And then they wonder why we take the back of your heads and squinch it down because you're trying to get away. That ain't happening.
Because the woman's first instinct is lift up.
At what age does a male stop ejaculating?
That's 75.
Up. We're already streaming worldwide on WMMRDB. And what's next?
Very soon we're going to Mars.
Only the best in rock and metal, WMMRDB rocker.
Oh, yeah, Donald Trump beat the shit out of Nikki Haley over in Michigan. Yeah, he's going to be the president again. I have to say he probably is. Dude, you have to admit, the first lady, Melania, my God, would I pork her ass, literally.
Ew.
I'd put some butt beads up that thing, man. I would.
Ew.
I would. I'd have to put butt beads up there.
What is your fascination with butt beads today?
So how many, you know, what age do you think?
75 to 80.
75 to 80, they're done with it.
Yeah.
No wonder we masturbate so much is because we got to get it all out.
Before you're shooting blanks. Or not shooting at all.
Thank God for the blue pill,
So did you look it up? Do you got the answer to that question? Or because mine was just a guesstimate.
What, a vaginal dilator?
No.
That's what you were talking about, weren't you?
The question you just asked me.
I don't know. I was just getting your opinion. It says it varies from man to man. It means either you're a king or you're a loser.
That ain't nice. You're not nice.
Now, what age is the woman's highest sex drive? When do you women have the highest sex drive?
40 to 60.
No, it says 30s and early 40s. You a hoe in your 40s. You're a hoe.
Yeah, I wanted it every day in my 40s, like early 40s.
But what about now?
No, I don't need it every day.
Just last year, you wanted it all the time.
Last year I had a hard time functioning for the first 6 months of the year. Because doing it in a leg splint would have been hard.
I don't know about you women, man. Why you always have to bullshit me? Yes, you women have to bullshit me all the time, and I don't like it.
Oh, my Jesus. What am I bullshitting about now?
No wonder, you know what? No wonder it's the easiest job for women. Because they can comprehend it to go make me a sandwich, okay? That is the only thing a woman needs to do is learn how to make a good sandwich. Because everything else is just too hard. It is.
I just think I'm going to be feeding you after the show. Got to put a little extra something in your breakfast.
Actually, with a man, you think about sex every 7 seconds, which I have to agree, I do.
That's because I think about that little ass of yours. Every day.
That little ass
all
of yours.
Day, good.
Got to get that little ass.
No, you don't. That's because when you're not at work, you're at home on Pornhub. I mean, come on.
That's where I'm doing my research, okay? Stop banging on my research platform.
Research my ass. It is not research. You're doing your thing.
Right, yeah, here. I'm researching different types of stuff. That what's the in thing right now? I don't know. What is the in thing?
I have no idea.
I know it's just not laying a woman on her back.
I have no idea what the in thing is. What the hell? You think I keep up with that? Why don't you Google it?
I do. What's the in thing with sex right now?
Are you really Googling it?
Dude, I would have been so awesome in the Roman Empire, man. I'd have been in orgies every day.
You got a little extra time on your hands, huh?
Man, I think I would have been happy. 21 things to try in the bathroom. I don't need that.
What are you trying in the bathroom?
Urine and feces. Are you shitting me?
Literally, they are.
What in the hell turns you on about feces? I have no idea.
Absolutely nothing.
Cuddling, massaging. This is the things that are sex activities, according to the National Health thing. Cuddling, massages, or simply holding hands.
You don't hold hands.
But, you know, they do say a woman's favorite sex act. Guess what that is?
Oh, Jesus, what?
What is it? What's your favorite?
I have no idea. The end.
Don't lie.
The end of it.
No, what's your favorite position?
My favorite position? Yes.
What's your favorite position? I'm putting you on the spot right now. What's your favorite position?
Can I plead the fifth?
No. What is it?
No.
We don't hide stuff. What's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
You're lying.
I don't have a favorite. Why? What's my favorite?
A woman's favorite sex act is doggy style.
No.
Yes.
No.
And then missionary is the most preferred sex position of women, whereas men.
I'll take missionary.
Like the cowgirl. What is missionary, by the way?
The man on top, woman on the bottom. Normal sex.
That's bullshit.
That's called missionary.
Men like the cowgirl position better.
That is when the girl is on top with her back to you and she's riding you.
Riding me like a cowboy. I'm an urban cowboy, baby.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
That's what I should do, is put on one of them gallon bucket hats. Yeehaw!
Oh my Jesus. Okay, Beyonce.
Dude, she ruined country music.
I don't know. I kind of like the song. I hate to say it. Kind of like it.
She ruined it.
No.
When you thought pop country was going away, here this comes.
Kind of like it.
What do you do after sex?
Smoke a cigarette and pee.
I think everybody does. That's one of the things. Empty your bladder.
First thing I do is I get up and pee.
I take a piss.
I pee right away.
You know what? I do feel sorry.
For women, it's actually, you know, they're supposed to go use the bathroom afterwards. You know?
I do feel sorry for a penis.
Why?
Because
they go.
Because my
holes.
Penis has been around some weird stuff exploring.
You got issues, dude. Your penis has been around weird stuff. Well, who the hell wants to go in a black hole and just do push-ups till you puke? I don't know. Because that's technically all it is.
That basically all it is like ram, ram, ram.
And then you puke.
Then you puke.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Hey, honey, meet me in the bedroom. I'm going to do push-ups till I puke with you. Yeah, that's a turn on.
Do you think masturbating is bad?
No, I don't. It's actually good for your health.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. The only time it's bad is if, like, you're nasty and you don't wash your hands and stuff. And, you know, then you can get, like, UTIs and bladder infections. But
country,
you know,
music died when BD put on a cowboy hat. What the hell is that?
Oh, he wears cowboy hats. Yeah.
I know he does wear cowboy hats. He thinks he's on a steer or some shit. I wonder if he likes Brokeback Mountain, the movie.
Very possible.
I don't know.
Has he been to Texas?
He is from Oklahoma, and you know what they said in The Officer and the Gentleman?
What?
There's either steers or queers in Oklahoma. Which one is he?
I don't know. I thought that was Texas.
No, that is Texas, too.
Yeah. So what were we talking about?
I got caught beating it like 20 to 30 times, but they just wouldn't change the count time if they could. That's what Steve said. I don't know.
What the fuck does
I got weirdos here.
What the fuck's that mean they didn't change the count time? Where you got one of them little fucking number things and you serving number one.
Oh, yes. Our Spotify channels now is just going, baby. It's going to go off the rails.
I'm just saying. Y'all are weird.
I don't know.
Is it? It's not bad for you to masturbate too many times. You can masturbate all freaking day if you wanted to. I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I had a penis, I'd be playing with it a lot. Just saying.
You play with your clit a lot.
No, well, yeah, but still,
Y'all got wieners. A trans Virginia lawmaker storms out of chamber after being called sir. They get so much butthurt
over their pronouns.
Yeah.
It's a pronoun thing. He, she, him, her, they, them.
What?
Yeah. Some people use the
pronouns. See, I get them. Confused.
Some people use the pronouns they, them.
You stupid asses. I get confused.
Sometimes I don't get it. I don't understand.
But you'll still do it. Where I won't.
You won't. I don't. If they call go by they and them, I don't know. I don't know what even the hell that means. You're talking about yourself in third person.
You'll still fall for the BS of being politically correct. I won't.
I don't always fall for no bullshit.
But you support it.
I don't care what people do behind what the hell they do.
Another number one answer. I don't care what people do behind closed doors.
I don't care what people choose to do for themselves.
Yeah, but does that mean they can force that crap on us?
They're grown adults. Dude, you got somebody coming up to you telling you to change your sex? No.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear about how they should be able to sit there and push their viewpoints on me.
You have the choice to turn it off.
But I don't have the choice to tell them to go get rocks?
Yeah, you can freaking tell them whatever you want. Get bent. Fuck off. Who cares? Just tell them to leave you alone.
You know what's funny? I'm speaking Spanish now.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Burrito?
No. Well, that too. Burrito, tamales, and I got a translator on my phone now. It actually talks back to me. I go back and forth with people. I was like, this is beautiful. I don't have to learn Spanish now. Fuck it. I got a translator. I got my personal CP3O.
Really? What kind of stuff you learning?
Well, you know, they'll ask me, they need something done with their cars or some shit like that. And I talk in English, they talk in Spanish, it comes back to me English. I got CP3O.
Three CP at what? You sure you're saying that right?
Probably not, but it's Hollywood, so what do you expect?
I expect you to say C3PO messed up. That's what I expect.
Let's see here. It is called, so you know, so you can do it yourself there. Say Hi is what it is.
Is it an app?
It's an app. It's right here, Say Hi. And what you do.
The app is called Say Hi?
Yeah, Say Hi Translate. And then you push the English button.
Uh-huh.
And then you push the Espanol. And next thing you know, it tells me what the fuck he's saying. And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to do this. You know how Mexicans, they'll go off in the corner and talk shit about you in Spanish?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my translator on so I'd hear that motherfucker. Oh, you talking about my freaking mother, right?
Well, you would know if they're talking about your mother.
But I'm going to hit the translate button.
And you're going to eavesdrop
on
their shit. I'm going to
eavesdrop on their shit. And I'm going to act like I know Spanish.
Good luck with that.
I don't know, even know how people speak Spanish. They speak like a million miles an hour. It's like, dude, what the fuck? I can't even speak English that bad. You're over here.
You probably just,
like, what the fuck did you just say, Jack?
You probably just cussed somebody out.
I probably did.
Now, you used to be able to understand Italian.
Yeah, but I had the shittiest way of speaking. But I'm not sitting there. It's like, dude, shut and slow the fucking roll, dude.
That's when you look at him and go, what?
Dude, you know what? The people they're talking to are probably like, what the fuck did you just say?
Slow it down.
It's like, slow your roll, dude.
They talk quick. Yeah.
But yeah, I got a translator now. My own R2-D2.
Or C-3PO?
C-3PO.
But you can't understand R2-D2.
I don't know. I'll
Do you
use
have
my
a
translator
for that too?
Yeah, the R2-D2 translator app.
It can be like beep, 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 beep,
dude,
beep.
Dude, technology's going crazy now. You know what? And I would invest in this, Elon Musk. I encourage you to do it because you have the money. Put a translator chip in us. That way,
so we can understand.
We understand everybody talking about bringing the world together.
Another great classic rock and roll memory.
WMMR DB Rockford.
Come on, you don't think that'd be cool?
What?
To have a translator chip?
Well, then I wouldn't have to freaking sit here and try to learn it.
That would be awesome. How are you doing on your learning, by the
way?
Dude,
it's sad.
What do you mean it's sad?
Sad. I've been stuck on the same level for quite a while.
Do you think it's because, okay, I'm just asking here, you have to learn it while you're young or it's too hard?
I think a lot of times you need to learn it when you're young because it's like, I don't have the patience for it now.
What do you mean? You were doing so good.
Yeah, but it was because it was easy. Now
now
stupid,
it's a
now they're talking like full sentences in Spanish, and I'm like, I haven't even learned half those words. So I'm like, what the fuck are they just saying?
I gotta translate
that crap in English, or they'll give you a full sentence in English, and a lot of the basic words I haven't even learned yet. And I got to translate it into Spanish. And I'm like, what the hell? So like, yeah.
So you need a C-3PO.
Yeah, basically.
That's what you need.
And I'm like, man, this is, I was
he
like, I even
speak
got so,
in 6 million form of communication.
I even got so mad that I tried uninstalling it and reinstalling it and see if I could skip that section. But no, of course, you uninstall it and reinstall it. You end up right back where you started.
And
right
Dirty Knobs, they don't have that yet. Hollywood to English.
No, they don't have Hollywood.
They don't have
English.
That yet.
No.
Hollywoodism to English. I think that's my different language now. Hollywoodism. Yeah.
Sad part is when he does Hollywoodisms, I know exactly what he was saying, but I guess that's because of all the years I've lived with him. I understand your Hollywoodism.
That's every time I even hear you talk is what comes to my mind. Every time you talk is what I hear. A lot of guys, when they hear a woman talk, they hear that the broad from the
Charlie Brown,
but that's what I hear. Just saying.
Whatever.
Now,
what?
Jason asks, he don't understand why they come to our country and don't have to learn the language.
I
don't think English is that hard unless you get into the Hollywood or the bubonics.
Bubonics? Duh. Duh, 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 duh.
What is that? Bubonics or whatever? See a Hollywoodism.
Bubonics?
Yeah, bubonics. Hey, what's up, you all? I wonder if BD knows bubonics.
Oh, my God, stop.
I'm just asking.
Stop, you might offend someone.
I always offend somebody. I offend somebody as soon as I wake up.
Ubonics. Yeah.
Let's see here.
I really, you know, I find, you know, I'm
now here's an Ubonics translation. She been had the handmade dress. What the fuck did you just say here? Okay. Let's see here. No. What homie been doing? That sounds like BD sometimes. What were you going to say?
To like with Jason's question about them coming here and not learning English. They actually, when our daughter was little and we lived in what, Bartlett, yeah?
Uh-oh, I got X or AX, 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 AX. Dude, maybe they on Ubonics. That's crazy on live. That's racist.
Somebody's calling you racist. Well, that wouldn't be a first.
That wouldn't be a first.
No. But when our daughter was little and she was in elementary school, there we lived in Bartlett, and one of the they actually built a second school like four blocks away from the other school because they were going to be busing in Hispanic children and getting new teaching staff at the school she was originally at so they could learn English.
I wonder if they got Spanish as a second language.
Who?
I think Spanish should be taught to everybody. I do.
Yeah, but they don't. A lot of people don't take the opportunity. I didn't take the opportunity in high school because I didn't feel like when I was young that I was going to have to need it. So
now you feel like a dumbass.
We had the opportunity when we were in high school that if you took band or chorus, you did not have to take a foreign language. So I took chorus class for 4 years.
You know what? They did put us in English every year until grade 12. I don't know why. It didn't work for my ass.
Yeah, so I mean, if they're going to
put you in... Do I care about William Shakespeare or some shit?
I mean, if they're going to put you in English, why don't they just put you in Spanish as well for 4 years?
That's what I think. Everybody should learn Spanish. That
and
way
the problem, when... But then you got the problem, like our daughter took 4 years of Spanish. She understands Spanish, but she can't speak a lick of it after 4 years.
She just did a southern thing, a lick of it.
A lick of it. A lick of it. Like a lickum frog.
A lickum frog.
A lickum frog. A lick of it.
Oh, look at that. Steve, he isn't a racist anymore. He hired a black lesbian chick so I could check all the diversity boxes in one hire.
Maybe if she was slightly Oriental, you'd be even better.
Remember when our kid used to say he was going to marry a black Oriental chick just to piss me off?
Our son?
I'd have punched you right in the mouth.
He still says it because he wants a black Oriental baby.
I'd have punched you right in the mouth.
He still says it. Actually, last night he said that he's never getting married.
No grandbabies for you out of them.
Nope, I'm not getting any of my own grandbabies. No, I'm not. That hurts. That hurts.
What a jerk that would give Hollywood a heart attack. Dude, I'd have punched her in the mouth, man. I would have been like, why didn't you swallow, you dumb bitch? You know, the... AXAXAX racist. Wow.
Where are you getting that from? I'm not even
in the chat room. It's in the chat room.
I don't even freaking see it.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in there. That's going to be the pussy that freaking reports us.
Oh, that one.
My company sponsored.
Oh, this one says, yeah, and now it's got like three little thingies and it says Black Lives Matter.
My company sponsored the gay, Jewish, transgender, Muslim, Nazis for Christ softball team.
Oh, my God. Now I want to know who this person is.
Why?
Just for fun.
What do you mean, just for fun?
I want to have a conversation with that person. John said, look, John's in here. John goes, great topic. What? What's wrong with it? We got an issue, John.
I don't know. He put three little purple dicks on there. What the hell does that mean?
Those are eggplants. Eggplants is the emoji for penis. Like, large penis.
Is that... Hey, John, you know what? I'm one of them guys who don't care what you do. If you want to, you know... Hey, I get it. You're into that. That's fine.
John, some people cannot put... that emoji for themselves, they have to find one for baby carrots.
The hell is baby carrots?
Because they got little wieners. They need a baby carrot emoji instead of an eggplant. Because it means they're tiny. Or maybe a Tic Tac. I don't know.
No one ever talks about the benefits of masturbation.
The benefits of masturbation.
I think John should do a podcast on that. That's what I think. I think you should do a podcast.
It's good for their health. I'm not lying.
Well, he likes eggplants, which, you know, I don't know.
Eggplants is the emoji for dick. What the hell? Are you not into this freaking texting thing?
I'm not.
That's for dick.
I'm
that
not.
That means dick. Dick. Eggplant equal dick. Same thing. Instead of writing the word dick, you put the emoji for an eggplant. What's wrong with you?
Freaking Twitter's going crazy right now. I'm getting all the freaking lip darts.
John, it is. It's good for stress relief. It's good for your it's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. It's good for all kinds of things. I'm not even kidding you.
So I had to go through all that just to get to that final answer.
Masturbating too much. There's really, you know, I mean, if you're masturbating it raw, then you got issues. But
it seems like John masturbates all the time.
Hey, more power to him. I mean, I think the most thing is it's inappropriate if like you're doing it in like a public place. That'd be kind of weird. So, I mean, it's like you got to be careful where you do it. But, you know, it's better for your health.
And there you go, China Doll dropping freaking knowledge.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out on